That was Everly Brothers' Like Strangers from 1960. Good morning. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD. Here when you need us, I'm Dana Erskine. And today in studio, we have two very special guests, Steve King and Johnny Putman. So they are award-winning broadcasters, authors of the Les Paul memoir, A Little More Less, and members of the WGN Chicago Walk of Fame, who now split their time between Chicago and Panama City Beach. Thank you both so much for joining the show.
Good morning,
Thank you for
Dana.
Asking us.
Yeah. Don't hold any of that against us, okay? I'm trashing the joint over.
Oh, no, you're good.
I'm so nervous.
Oh, no. You are great. And I just, again, thank you so much for joining.
Sure.
June is National DJ Month. And so one of the things that we're doing here at WKGC is highlighting all of the amazing DJs that we have here at WKGC, mm-hmm. but also around the world. And you guys are, we talked on the phone yesterday and you said you had 100 years of experience together.
That's right. Yes, we do.
We started when we were babies. They put us in little car seats, behind the microphone. Actually, Steve started in 1966 and I started in 77 full time.
And as I sit here in the studio with two talented females, I will go back to my first job in radio in 1966. Believe it or not, one of the rules on the radio station I was working for was you do not play more than one female vocal record an hour. The audience can't stand the female voice
now
more than that. I thought, what?
Fast forward to 10 years later when I'm a disc jockey and they tell me, you cannot play two females back to back. So you can't play. At that time, Barbara Streisand was very popular. Olivia Newton-John, huge. Can't play them back to back.
The Carpenters.
People will turn off their radio if they hear two women back to back.
Oh, my goodness.
We've come a long way. And yes. I understand that during National DJ Month, all females, since we're so treasured in this field, we deserve jewelry. So take that home.
I missed that memo.
I'll let my husband know.
Yes, tell him. It's official now.
I love that. Well, thank you both again. And, today in the show, we're going to talk about a little bit of y'all's experience mm-hmm. in radio, how y'all work together as a husband and wife duo,
yes.
and then even separately going into radio, how y'all both got into that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've said for 38 years now that the secret to a happy marriage is have a radio show. Because if you want to pay the bills and you want to keep your job, you leave all of that drama at the door. You go in, you do the show. And in our case, we did six-hour shows. We talked to each other for 6 hours. And when we would get done, if there was a little bit of a tiff before the show, you kind of forget about
argument?
It.
Argument? What argument?
It's like, oh, move on. No, that's small potatoes.
But one of the other things, when we would go to a concert or a movie or something, we'd come out of it and we'd say, don't say a word.
Anything. Yeah.
We're going to talk about it on the air. We wanted to be surprised, genuinely surprised, at each other's reaction to whatever the performance was we saw.
Or restaurants. Just life. We were living life as though it was our radio show.
Okay. Well, that is so cool.
Now we're not doing it full time, but we still have the habit of doing that. Now you take it to the blog. You say, well, she said, and I said, and we feel. And so you kind of have need a vehicle.
We still save some things. Like we did what we call one of our radio drive-bys on WGN a couple weeks ago. And we save some things for the show.
Yes, absolutely.
So. Yeah. No, I love that. And that is so cool. And so we'll take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll go a little bit more into all of that and all of y'all's experience.
All right.
Like I said yesterday, I'm going to pick your brain this hour.
Sounds good.
All right. Coming up next, we have Dave Clark 5. Everybody Knows I Still Love You from 1964 on The Mix.